I think I'd like to refer just simply to Bishop Arthur Roach's statement, which tells you that, you know, this has been going on since 2002. So it's a long time. And it's a complex process because it involves all the bishops' conferences of the English-speaking world, working together through ICEL, which is the International Commission for English in the Liturgy, working together with the Congregation for Divine Worship, and working together with a body that was set up by the congregation to advise them, called Vox Clara. So there's four players in this, and it's been a long, slow process of backwards and forwards before all of these. But as you can see, we took our final votes on complementary sections of the missal, and now we have approved, with good majorities, the texts, which will now go back through that process, finally, where the final decision is made to the congregation, therefore to the Pope, and the process of production will get on now, I think, fairly speedily. Mm.
It comes out of local terms and phrases that are put into the new translation,
well,
isn't that right?
As you can see, it's trying to satisfy... The principle is that there should be one English translation, and therefore it's quite difficult to arrive at one English translation which is equally comfortable in India, in the Philippines, and in America, and in this country. You know the phrase, the old saying, that the English and Americans are two nations divided by a common language. And it's all of those kind of sensitivities. And the Holy See's guidance was that in approaching this, we should move away from a theory of translation which was called dynamic equivalence to a more literal approach to translation, more literally translating the core Latin text. Now, interestingly, I'm told that that debate between those two methods of approaching translation it also goes right through the whole profession of translating. It's not just to do with the church, but it is particularly relevant here as an English translation tries to reach such a diverse audience. And it's been, in the end, helpful to have a guiding principle that will shape a widely used English translation.
Sticking
points? Well, I mean... For some, that principle was a sticking point.
Yeah.
You know, that, and for others, there are phrases here and there. I think we were particularly concerned wherever the parts of the Mass that are essentially a dialogue between the celebrant and the congregation were going to be changed, because they're things that trip off our tongues very easily now after being used for 30 years. So we want to be able to have a very clear explanation and to take the giving of that explanation and the depth of the reasoning to present those things in a gradual process of introduction for the use of a new translation. And you will see on the sheet that you've got, we agreed a process for the gradual introduction of what's called the Order of Mass, which is precisely those parts which take place in every Mass, which are used in every Mass, and involve that dialogue between the celebrant and the congregation.